If you have your Bibles, turn with me please to our text this morning, John chapter 20 and verses 19 to 22, our text for Easter Sunday. John chapter 20, 19 to 22. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together with the doors locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and side. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. And Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." And with that, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit." And let's pray. Lord, just thank you so much for your word. Just thank you for the truth, Lord, that it tells us. Thank you, Lord, that you did rise from the dead 2,000 years ago to conquer sin and death and hell. I pray, Lord, you would just show us what we need to do this Easter Sunday in the circumstances that we are in right now in the United States with this crisis going on. Pray you'd come to us now by the power of your Holy Spirit. I pray you'd open your word and teach us from it exactly what it is you want us to know. We ask all this in your name. Amen. I've been preaching sermons since I was 18 years old. And in 39 years, I've preached in all kinds of strange places. Jails, prisons, street corners, people's backyards, park pavilions, army tents, you name it. But I have never preached a sermon on Easter Sunday in a church that was closed by a governor because of a cold virus. Easter is when Jesus came out of the tomb, but today Christians can't even go into their churches. The first time in the history of the United States of America, with all the crises that Americans have dealt with all through our history, that churches are closed on Easter Sunday. The world's upside down, people. Things happening that we never dreamed that we would ever see. But you know what? It's exactly like the situation Jesus' disciples were dealing with on that first Easter Sunday night until Jesus came and appeared to them and told them what to do about it. Exactly the same things Jesus is telling us to do about our situation right now. Our text this morning, John chapter 20, verses 19 to 22, tells us three things that we need to do this very, very, very strange Easter Sunday. And let's look and see what those three things are. The first thing we see from this text, the first thing we need to do this Easter, don't be afraid. Because the disciples are very much afraid here on this first Easter Sunday night. Verse 19 says they had the doors all locked where they were for fear of the Jews. Quivering blobs of jello because their world had come to an end. Jesus had been crucified. They didn't understand why he had to die. Their leader was gone. Their movement was over. They were afraid the Jewish leaders were going to come and have them arrested and killed too. So they were social distancing and this close to running out of toilet paper. Scared out of their minds. Afraid. And there's buku people all over America today who are afraid. Afraid of the whole coronavirus conflict and scare and crisis. More Americans are buying guns right now than at any time before in the history of this country. Suicides and domestic violence cases are going through the roof. There's people listening to this sermon right now. You're afraid. You're afraid of getting COVID-19. You're afraid that you have loved ones, especially elderly and people with compromised health conditions that are even more susceptible to it. You're afraid of them getting it and dying from it. You're afraid of losing your business because it's been classified as non-essential. You're afraid of losing your job because you can't work from home. And after 2 weeks on unemployment, you lose your insurance. And then what are you going to do? There's parents listening to this sermon right now. You're afraid of going stir crazy, cooped up with your kids, because you're just about ready to toss your cookies. There's kids listening to this sermon right now. You're afraid all you're going to get for Easter this year is some Pure Gel and some handy wipes. You're afraid. People are worried. People worried about doing funerals that can't happen until the stay-at-home order is lifted. People worried about the school that they missed and the scholarships they missed out on because the sports were canceled. Worried about how you're ever going to be able to graduate this coming spring. People worried about plans that had to be canceled and vacations. And what are you supposed to do about your wedding that's supposed to take place this summer? Talk about giving up a lot for Lent. People worried about this country. Worried about the upcoming election. Worried about the economy. One out of every four Americans now unemployed. We've seen the stock market going up and down like a roller coaster. Major cities looking like ghost towns. And did you ever think you would see the day when business owners don't want you in their store if you're not wearing a mask? And no idea when any of this is going to end. We're living in the twilight zone, folks. But don't be afraid. Don't be afraid because the first Easter Sunday, Jesus Christ rose from the dead. Now, we know that, but the question is, do we really believe that? The disciples here knew it. They heard the reports from the women that Jesus Christ had risen from the dead earlier that morning. But Luke chapter 24 verse 11 tells us they did not believe it. Do we believe it? I've had Christians tell me, Kevin, we can't celebrate Easter this year with this COVID-19 lockdown all over America. Why can't we? Because Jesus isn't on lockdown. Easter doesn't depend on anything that's happening now. Easter only depends on what happened 2,000 years ago when Jesus popped out of that tomb and said, shelter in place. I don't think so. Folks, that tomb was as empty as the paper aisle at Target because Jesus Christ raised Himself from the dead. And a God who can raise Himself from the dead can do absolutely anything. So why are we afraid of anything at all? Because that fear can do all kinds of bad things to you. Last Thursday, April the 2nd, over in Lockport, Will County Sheriff's deputies got called to the 400 block of Bass Road for a wellness check on a couple that hadn't been seen for a while. And when they got to the residence, they looked through the window and saw a man and a woman each laying in a pool of blood. So they forced their way in and found a 59-year-old guy and his 56-year-old girlfriend both dead from a gunshot to the head. And when family members showed up at the residence, they told the cops that couple had been scared to death that they were going to contract COVID-19. And the woman had actually had a COVID-19 test a couple of days before that because she wasn't breathing very good. Well, the autopsy showed the woman died first, the guy second. So the woman's death was ruled a murder. The man's death was ruled a suicide. A murder-suicide out of fear of the coronavirus. And the most heartbreaking thing of all, neither one of them tested positive for COVID-19. People, listen to me. The devil's biggest weapon against us, just like it was with Jesus' disciples here, is fear. Because the devil knows we start fearing, we stop thinking. And the devil can get us afraid of all kinds of things that aren't even true. All kinds of things that are never even going to happen anyway. So scared, we don't even want to live anymore. But listen, the cure for fear is faith in God. Psalm chapter 46 verse 1, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in time of trouble. Therefore we will not fear. Though the earth be removed and the mountains cast into the heart of the sea, we will not fear. Even if we die. Because Jesus rose from the dead, we will rise from the dead too. So why in the world are we fearing anything at all? The first thing we need to do this Easter Sunday, don't be afraid. We go on in this text, we see a second thing. A second thing we need to do this Easter Sunday. Not only don't be afraid, but receive Jesus Christ and have peace. Receive Jesus, because that's exactly what the disciples do here. Last part of verse 19 and verse 20, when the risen Jesus Christ appears to them. Now, remember, verse 19, the disciples had the doors locked in that room. But see, Jesus don't need no door. Jesus' body passed right through the grave clothes inside the tomb. Then Jesus' body passed right through the walls of the tomb itself. Then Jesus' body passed through the walls of this room here. And Jesus just materialized right there in front of the disciples. Not Casper the friendly ghost, but Jesus the risen Savior. And notice, the disciples didn't have to go to Jesus. He came to them. Because there is nothing in the whole wide world that can lock Jesus Christ out of our lives or keep us from coming to Him from coming to us when we really need Him. And what's the very first thing that Jesus tells the disciples here? You know, it's illegal for you to congregate in groups of 10 or more. No. He says, peace be with you. Peace. Because Jesus Christ can bring peace to any situation that we're in. And verse 20, Jesus shows the wounds in His hands and feet to His disciples to prove that it was really Him. And verse 20 says, what was the disciples' reaction? They were overjoyed. You receive Jesus Christ as your Savior. You put your faith in Him and what He did for you on the cross to take your sins away. You ask Him to come into your heart and be your Lord and Savior. Jesus will take all that fear in your life and He will turn it into peace and joy. Because Jesus is with us. And Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5, He is never going to leave us or forsake us. And He says, Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10, do not be afraid, for I am with you. All because Jesus is here. And let me ask you this morning, who else is really with us at this time? Who else is really there for us? Seriously. Celebrities all over America today make that claim. We're here for you. We are here for you. Seriously? CBS News anchor Nora O'Donnell says, we're here for you. Really? Nora O'Donnell would go to Walmart for you and stand in line with a mask on to get you some bottled water? I don't think so. We're all in this together, they say. Really? Billionaire record producer David Geffen is sheltering in place right now on a $600 million super yacht anchored off the coast of the Grenadine Islands. Totally isolated from everybody else in the whole wide world. But we're all in this together. Rapper Cardi B has an $80,000 a month insurance policy. So she and her family got a COVID-19 test 4 months ago already. Meanwhile, us peons have to wait in line until doomsday. But we're all in this together. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot says we're all in this together. Last Monday, she got a haircut. I can't get a haircut because all the barber shops I could go to are either closed or out of business already. So you tell me, who is it that's really with us through this whole corona crisis? It's Jesus Christ. You say, but Kevin, Jesus rose from the dead, but that was 2,000 years ago. So what? Matthew chapter 28, verse 6 says that first Easter Sunday morning, when the women came to the tomb, the angel told them, He is not here, He is risen. In other words, Jesus doesn't live in the past, He lives in the present. Which means Jesus is here right now with us. And Jesus says, Matthew chapter 28, verse 20, I am with you always, even through the corona crisis, even unto the end of the world. Peace. Do you have that peace this morning? No matter what's going on? That peace in the midst of this whole lockdown thing and shelter-in-place order that we're all dealing with? Can we look on the bright side of this just for a second? Police say that the prostitution racket is almost dried up to nothing because of COVID-19. That's a good thing. There's husbands listening to this sermon right now. Last week, you discovered there was a woman living in your house. And apparently, she's your wife. And you realize you kind of like her. Because of the whole lockdown thing, your kids have figured out they really don't want to be homeschooled. And remember that game, Where's Waldo? Well, because of the shelter-in-place order, everybody knows where Waldo is now. He's at home like everybody else. The Chicago Bulls are no longer in last place. The Cubs don't have any pitchers on the disabled list. And because this virus was made in China, we know it's not going to last very long. Peace. Most of all, we can have peace because there is a man right now sitting at the right hand of God who is living in a body that still has the prints of the nails in his hands and his feet. And he is constantly praying for us and interceding for us. And he says, 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7, cast all your cares on me because I care for you. Because he reigns and rules over all things. All things. Even COVID-19. Ray LaFord is a 53-year-old sheriff and born-again Christian from Cartersville, Georgia, and also a member of a 100-person choir at his church, Church at Liberty Square in Cartersville. And last March the 1st, he was at a choir practice sitting next to a 65-year-old woman named Elizabeth who obviously had COVID-19 because she eventually died from it and spread it to 30 other people in that choir. Because 2 days later, Ray LaFord started coughing like crazy, got a really high fever, got cold and chills, obvious signs of the coronavirus. But when his wife took him to the hospital, they sent him back home. Because nobody in Georgia up to that point had ever been diagnosed with COVID-19, and they said he didn't meet the criteria. But then 4 days later, he was never so sick his entire life. So his wife took him back to the hospital, so weak he couldn't walk, he couldn't breathe, his lungs were already filling up with fluid, his organs were shutting down. Ray LaFord was dying. So doctors immediately admitted him to the hospital, put him on a ventilator in ICU. Breathing so hard and struggling so hard to breathe. He said it was like a 500-pound man was sitting on his chest. So heavy, his lungs couldn't function at all. And his wife started praying, and his family started praying, and his church family started praying. And Ray LaFord started crying out, Jesus, help me breathe, help me breathe. And then what do you know? The very next day, March the 8th, 3 o'clock in the morning, Ray LaFord said, all of a sudden, it was like that 500-pound man got off of his chest and left the room. But then another man walked into his hospital room, all dressed in white. It was Jesus. And stood beside his bed and some way, somehow reached inside of him and took all that fluid out of his lungs and then did mouth-to-mouth resuscitation, breathing new life into his body. And Ray LaFord said as he did that, the coughing stopped. And the chills went away. And his fever went away. The man was healed as he could feel new strength going into his arms and legs. His vital signs were so good. 2 o'clock that afternoon, they took him off the ventilator. Noon the next day, he went home, healthy as a horse. And people, do we realize that just does not happen? Doctors said it was an absolute miracle. Nobody goes on a ventilator for 2 days and then goes home healed. If you get put on a ventilator, it's because you need that ventilator to stay alive. And 2 out of 3 people who do get put on a ventilator still die. And when you're put on a ventilator, it's really hard to be taken off because the ventilator teaches your body not to breathe on its own. People just don't do what Ray LaFord did. You know why? Because Ray LaFord didn't do it. Jesus did it. Because 2,000 years ago, Jesus Christ rose from the dead. And that means there isn't anything that Jesus can't do. Which means, people, there isn't anything that Jesus can't do for you either. If you receive Him into your life. The second thing we need to do this Easter, we need to receive Jesus and have the peace that He gives. We go on in this text, we see a third thing. A third thing that we need to do this Easter. Don't be afraid. Receive Jesus Christ. And third, serve Him. Because that's exactly what Jesus is calling the disciples to do here. Verses 21 and 22. Verse 21, Jesus tells the disciples again, peace be with you. Because He's telling them to do something. To go on a mission. Don't just sit there and hunker in a bunker and stockpile brown rice and shotgun shells and wait for your stimulus check in the mail. Go win the world with the gospel. Go, go, go! And verse 22, Jesus breathes on them and says, receive the Holy Spirit. So He's given them all the power that they need to fulfill that mission. And Christians, we need to realize Jesus is calling us to serve Him too, even in these times. He's calling us to fulfill exactly the same mission. Go in the world with the gospel. And He's given us all the power of the Holy Spirit that we need to fulfill it too. But how many Christians have forgotten that in times like these? I had a guy tell me, Kevin, I am so bored sitting at home, I went back and started watching all the old videos from my doorbell camera. Christians, no! We've got something to do! You say, well, Kevin, in the environment we're in right now, everybody's supposed to be sheltering in place, we're supposed to be staying at home. How in the world can we win people to Christ? Well, we can start by being polite. No panic shopping. If you really needed 36 dozen rolls of toilet paper for a 1 month lockdown, you needed a doctor long before COVID-19 ever came along. And in a day and age where everybody's mask shaming and cough shaming and distance shaming each other, can everybody just calm down and show a little consideration and just a little bit of the love of Jesus Christ for somebody else? Serve Him. You say, Kevin, how can we win the world to Jesus Christ? We're not even supposed to leave our house. We're not even supposed to talk to people on this. There's all kinds of things that Christians can do. You can go do yard work for somebody who's afraid to go outside. You can check on elderly people in your neighborhood. Run to the store for them if they're afraid to go themselves. You can rediscover the lost art of letter writing and sending cards in the mail, which very few people do anymore. You can text people and call them and email them. I know Christians this Easter Sunday who are leaving Easter lilies on their neighbor's doorstep. The neighbor doesn't have to bring that into their house. And then they're sending them an email explaining what the Easter lily really symbolizes and the real meaning of Easter. Christians all over America put up crosses in their yard for the first time this year with Bible verses underneath them so they can be an entire witness, a witness to the whole neighborhood. All kinds of things that we can do to try to win people to Christ and show the love of Jesus. Most importantly, we can be praying like crazy and we can be into the Word. God has used this time right now to take away all the things that have always distracted us from Him before. So I got to tell you, if your prayer life, if your devotional life doesn't get any better during this lockdown time, you're wasting this opportunity. Serve Jesus. And Fox River, we're serving Jesus just by being here today. Just by doing what we are doing right here. We are testifying to the world that COVID-19 is not the virus that stole Easter. Just by doing what we are doing here today, we are testifying to the world that there is a God who is in control of all things, and He is worth spending an hour on a Sunday morning for. Because He's worthy to be praised. Because 2,000 years ago He died on a cross and rose from the dead to guarantee us forgiveness of sins and a home in heaven when we die. We are testifying to the world by doing what we are doing right now that Jesus is here. Because Jesus has promised us where two or three are gathered in His name, there He is in the midst of us, even though we are separated by a live stream. And by what we are doing here today, we are testifying to the world that we are the church, the body of Christ, and we are not afraid. And we will not walk in fear. We will walk in faith because our hope is not in Dr. Fauci or Governor Pritzker or the World Health Organization or surgical masks or toilet paper. Our hope is in the Lord Jesus Christ, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the ruler of heaven and earth, master of all time, space, and dimension. COVID-19, my eye. Happy Easter. Happy Easter. Donnie and Mary Hendrickson from our church left a card for me on my desk the week after Governor Pritzker closed all the churches, March the 22nd. And here's just a part of what they wrote in that card. You have taught us the difference between a relationship with Jesus versus a religion, and that a church is not a building, but the people in it. It will be okay. And you know what, folks? It is going to be okay. Because this building is not the church. The church is you. You are the church. You are Fox River. And Fox River Church has been around for 181 years. This church survived the Civil War, two World Wars, the Great Depression, big hair, leisure suits, Y2K, 9/11, and 26 years of Kevin Garner. And this church is also going to survive COVID-19. Because Jesus is here. And Jesus loves us, and He's with us, and He's in us. And one day soon, He's coming back for us. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. It is going to be okay. Let's pray. Lord, we just thank You so much that by rising from the dead, You demonstrated, You proved to the world, You are master of absolutely everything. And I pray, Lord, every single one of us, we would take all the worries and the fears that we have about health, about money, about this nation, about the economy, about our constitutional rights, about governors, all the concerns that we have today. Lord, we would lay them at Your feet. We'd realize You are King and Lord of all mankind. There is nothing, absolutely nothing impossible for You. There is absolutely nothing too difficult for You. I pray, Lord, as we go out throughout the rest of this day, Lord, that we would be living in victory over fear, over worry, over anger, over concerns. Lord, this life is so short, so fleeting. One of these days we're going to be with You forever. Give us that eternal perspective. Keep our minds and our eyes on the prize. And thank You so much, Jesus, for Your presence in our life. All these things we ask in Your name, and thank You. Amen.